Blog Talk Radio.
Over You has been released with it, and I'll talk about that in a moment, that
albums, I released two of the with the same songs because perhaps people got spooked out of Scary with the one with my shiny eyes sitting there in the dark. So if you like the other one, it's not as threatening to you. And the reiteration again is they are not greatest hits albums. I will be releasing a greatest hits album probably within a year or so. So you will get that. If you're on Spotify, when you hear this podcast, you can see all the songs above or near this podcast. So I hope you enjoy each one of them. For someone who's been making music for 30 years since I was real young, it's joy to do. I am the co-writer of the song. The other individual is David Waterbury, who's a gifted songwriter, musician, like me. So it was a joy to work with him. The new song, I'm Over You, yes, dance, pop, tune, it's about, you know, a breakup of a friendship, relationship. And it's just like getting over it, you know. It's kind of like reminiscent of the song I Will Survive or, you know, something like that. You know, just you're in a relationship and you're now getting over it. I'm Strong Enough to Live Without You, you know, by Cher and Gordon Gaynor. That was kind of reminiscent, you know, in that way. You know, I'm over you, you know. I'm over the negativity. At the same time, you know, just taking control of life and moving on. I will say that the song could be about any negativity in the past. So for me, who co-written it, it's about getting over a person or people. But it could be about a place. It could be about a situation. It's just moving on because life is too short. I believe that life is about the present and the future. And, of course, you know, there are things in history that we all should enjoy or at least enjoy, you know, like history of learning about past events, like who was the past president in the 18th century or French Revolution or things like that, and, you know, in education or something like that, or holidays or reminiscence of family holidays or something good, positive, of who you meet. But, you know, the past can sometimes have a lot of negative overtones that have to be sometimes addressed because if it's bothering, you know, bothering a person, then it has to be addressed maybe through, you know, time, they overcome it, or therapy, or whatever is needed to overcome. And that's what the song is about, overcoming it and moving on. For me, it's about overcoming a person, but I would say it's overcome any kind of negative situation that hindered me or progressing to the next chapter of my life. Because, again, I want to reiterate, life is too short. You know, sooner or later, we all, everybody on this planet, is going to transcend and go to the afterlife. But until then, we talk about just enjoying and having, you know, try to enjoy and live life on our terms. And that's how I feel for myself. When I say these things, I want to reiterate, it's just my opinion, and I'm not trying to influence anybody, but I'm Over You is just a good message, you know. Just, you know, I had a bad relationship, bad friendship, bad this, just move on. Because I'm trying to live life in the present as much as I can and be positive. Even though the truth is, a human being, we have our ups and downs, yeah. But, you know, be positive and be happy for me, love myself, and respect and love others. You know, that's what it's supposed to be. That truly is what it is, and what's how you do it, just move on. You know, do what I want to do that's positive for me, let other people live and fly away. That's what it is, you know, it's the essence. And it's hard because there were so many past overtones of limitations and struggles in my life, which I've written in my songs. You can hear it on some of them on the album, like Tragedy Is Not What I Am. Though that song was just, I was going through so much stuff, and I realized that I can overcome it. It's about beating the odds and belief, you know. You know, it's about, you know, school. I didn't do well in school, so I dropped out. I'm still struggling in school or past situations, and I gave up on this. And for a while, it was college dropout, and then moved on. And then I wanted to be on music, and I came across things, you know, drugs, alcohol, and with other people, and I had to cut ties because the drugs and alcohol limited my positivity to be myself, you know. And I'm talking about someone who's an alcoholic and a drug addict, you know, taking cocaine and stuff like that. And that was a limitation. It's about being positive, you know. And, you know, just trying to live life as best as I can. And loving thyself and, you know, knowing that, you know, as a human being, I got things to work on, but life is too short because no matter how long I live, I have to make the best out of it because I don't know how long I'm going to live, but I'm trying to live as long as I can to be happy in it. You know, it's not to be negative. You know, life is too short to want to dwell on things that are negative or to do things that would hinder me or someone else I know, because that goes against the philosophy of being positive. And that's what the songs are about. One of the songs that's related to this is Unique. Unique is my struggles in the music industry. When I was young, you know, it's like, I came out to L.A. and real, real young, and was in West Hollywood, and was in the San Fernando Valley, and industry types. I had these cassettes I gave, you know, I worked with people, managers, and they all rejected me. I was not treated, I was not taken seriously, even though I did go out and sing. I tried to sing all the time. But, you know, it was a hard life. But I overcame it. I am not destined to have my heart broken. You know, those are lyrics I've written, co-written with David Waterbury. You know, it's just being positive despite the obstacles. As you can see with the songs are, you know, or the album song, Past and Present, a mixture of pop, uplifting pop music to kind of roll, rebellion and trying to overcome darkness. You know, it's just that it has rock and roll and pop, so it's kind of like that thing, you know. Outkast is one of the first songs I make. You know, yes, without even knowing, as I repeated before, Outkast was a song very reminiscent of the grunge rock movement, you know, like Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, Pearl Jam. I wasn't even aware of grunge when I made that song. I was going through a lot of pain. It was from the heart. Tragedy Is Not What I Am is very positive. When people hear tragedy now, when I say it's negative, it's not negative, it's positive. Tragedy is not what I am. You know, I was not born to be a tragedy. I was born to be a winner. I was born to be happy, to let people live, and especially, most importantly, love myself and let me live. That's the most important thing in this life. I reiterate that, and I reiterate positivity, and I reiterate this because throughout my tenure or journey as an artist or with my schooling or with other things in my life, I had to deal with people things that represent negativity or dream killing. Dream killers are people who don't want me to succeed. You know, it's kind of like somebody who doesn't have themselves, and I realize they don't. So what it does, I look at it, I have to continue to inspire and be who I need to be. You know, when someone got this idea, they don't want me to make it as a singer or songwriter. They don't want me to be an artist in Hollywood. Or they want me to be something that I don't want to do that goes against the philosophy of being happy. They want me to be a man or do something that I don't want to do because it just don't fit me personally. I couldn't do that to somebody else because I'm a very good person. I have seen, met many gifted people, and every time I met them, I always tell them, may all your dreams come true, whatever it is. And I told somebody today on the phone, may all your dreams come true. I'm not going, you know, because that's how it is. I can't go and try to stop them from being successful because that would make me a bad person. And the other situation I learned through my own life, especially me, because of the hindrance and stuff that I went through, is that everybody live on different levels of spirituality and awareness. And since their shoes are different, I cannot compare myself to other people. And whatever other people are doing, it is none of my business, and vice versa. So that's the thing I learned. Because I learned that it's good to be who I am. And I learned that it's good to express myself. Because the truth is, everybody's unique. Yeah, they are. And I know for sure that I am unique. interesting. You know, for you on Spotify and Twitter, you know, there's a lot of things going on. I just want to reiterate that we're all the same. We're all beautiful, no matter what religion or non-religion we believe in. That everybody in the country of America or around the world is important. I guess somebody taught me that. It was important enough for me to say it. Well, anyway, back to my music. You know, all my songs, Outkast, Because You're Gone, and Instrumental, that is part of a song that I made with David Waterbury. They all have been published and copyrighted. So if you have any, if you want to ask questions about any of those songs on the songs, past or present, they are copyrighted. The audio is at the copyright office. And if you're interested, contact me at duffneedslove22@yahoo.com. You know, I always write on my Twitter about overcoming dreams, because as a human being, my life is filled with so many struggles and still is. But I try to remain positive despite the obstacles, because we're all beautiful. You know, we're all beautiful. We are, you know. It's important for me to say that. But I say it from a genuine point of view. Yes, the public dove is here. And the private dove does believe it as well. And, again, if you want to ask me anything other than music, contact me at DoveNeedsLove. You know, there's a lot of things I need to do and we need to do. And, you know, I take it one day at a time. Because one thing I learned is that it's great to be me, because there's no one else like me on this planet. Truly, everybody on this planet is pretty much who they are in a good way, because they enhance the world by diversity. Diversity help us, not hinder us. Diversity on this planet is what keeps us going. Because really, when we have diversity, we have a lot of ideas that create. And the creation comes from having difference in opinion and colors and races and lifestyles. And because it's all natural. That's why the earth has progressed. And that's why we're still human beings. In my opinion, if we all did the same or act the same or just stayed, looked the same, and everything would be hindered. Because the truth is, there's something in each one of us that truly is our own. Because we know we're unique.
My favorite, the rest is company. They have.
Good night from Dove Night.